Blog Talk Radio.
Friday's this Friday,
7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. So we getting it in, and this is a legendary moment for me, Miss Betty Wright. Come on now, Dorsha. My mother is proud of me right now, and it's a moment of history, so I'm excited.
Oh, yes, very excited. I definitely can't wait till we get in with her and talk to her about, music's past and present, and talk about what she's doing right now, and just giving her the huge respect that she deserves for being such a legend in this business. So it's going to be great to talk to her. I definitely can't wait till we get it in with her. And also getting it in with my man, fellow Chi-Town native, my boy Twister, going to be in the building. Yeah, I mean, you know we're going to be getting it in with him, talking about the new music. You know, we're going to be chatting it up with him about his new music and, you know, the state of hip-hop right now and, you know, some of the many things that's going on. We're going to be getting it in with Twister, so make sure you guys definitely keep it locked. And we're going to keep it locked with you because we got hits. I told you guys we got hits. And while we are waiting for Miss Wright, I'm going to go ahead and start it off with one of her classic hits. We like to know it as No Pain, No Gain, right here on the D-Hour Show. It's your boy D. Slate, Ebony B. from Diva Spy Radio. We're getting it in.
Hey.
Sit back and relax. We got Miss Betty Wright coming in a minute. Enjoy Celebrity Tuesday on the D-Hour Show. It's Miss Betty Wright's hit single, No Pain, No Gain.
I never have the courage to come back to you. We're all entitled to make a mistake. We got to prepare for some heartbreak. I was earning my man while I was learning my man. Something you young girls might not understand. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain,
no. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
Waste my time telling you nothing wrong. But love is a flower that needs the sun and the rain. A little bit of pleasure's worth a whole lot of pain. If you learn this secret, how to forgive, a longer and a better life you'll live. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
Anything worth having at all is worth working for and waiting for. Some of my closest friends have thought they had their thing on the string just because their man was bringing them flowers and candy and all kinds of gifts. Mm-mm, honey, some gifts are just to make him feel better while he's on his guilt trip about the night before. You know what I mean. Especially when you know you haven't been doing the things you should do. Think about it. What is the man trying to tell you? Sometimes flowers mean maybe we should just be friends. Do you get my drift? Hang if you can hang. No pain, no gain.
In order to get something, you gotta give something. In order to be something, you gotta go through something.
Be a cook in the kitchen, a lady in the street. You can't show your pizza every guy you meet. It's alright to be a little sweet, but be a mama with the kids and you know what in the sheets. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain.
Been about a month since you've been gone. I guess it's pretty clear that you ain't coming home. Meanwhile, I'm trying to find the strength to move on. Searching the streets, trying to find you a clone. I didn't realize that every breath I took was from you. And you were my air. And I can't be civilized, cause I don't know how to live without you. I need you here. It's like I'm holding my breath. Guess I messed up pretty bad. I didn't know who you were. Didn't know what we had. Oh, oh, oh. Now I'm stuck living in the past, trying to get the pieces back. But I guess now you're gone. And it hurts so bad that I let you walk away.
Tuesday. That was Bobby Brown's new hit single, Don't Let Me Die. And before that, we played Betty Wright's hit single, No Pain, No Gain. Now, first of all, before we bring Ms. Wright in the building, I want to say congratulations to Mr. Bobby Brown on his new nuptials yesterday to his longtime fiance, Alicia Etheridge. So congratulations to Bobby.
Congrats, Bobby.
May you have a long and prosperous marriage, and may everything be blessed and happy for you, man. Congratulations. And I definitely can't wait till we get it in with Bobby on the Hour Show soon. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for us to introduce our first guest for tonight. Our first guest for today, we all know her as the legendary soul singer. We know her from her hits, No Pain, No Gain, We all know her as the cleanup woman and her super hit single, Tonight is the Night. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D Hour Show welcome to the fabulous Miss Betty Wright.
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Hi, Miss Wright, how are you?
I'm blessed. I think I got my wires crossed today. I didn't know if you were calling me, and then I looked at my phone, and it said for me to call you. So I hate being late, but I was still in class. I teach on Tuesdays the art of songwriting, and we call it the most mountain of songs today. So I'm trying to make radio sound a little better, you know.
So if we
sound noisy in here, I got a whole house full of talented kids ranging from like 15 to 52.
Okay. Well, I want to say that we're very happy that you're teaching the next generation how to write songs, because we need some great songwriters coming up in this new music generation right now.
Oh, definitely. They came from one palette. Something that takes you 5 minutes to do at the best, your best shot, 1 hour, and you're going to sing about it all day long. I don't think so.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's all they say.
they
sing about.
So, Ms. Wright, how long have you been teaching?
This is my 7th year. This is my 7th year, yeah. It's called Mountain of Songs Today, and the acronym is MOST.
Oh, okay. Wow. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know we were talking about it. I was talking to Angelo about it before, and he told me about you teaching, and I think that's a wonderful thing. I think that it's great that you're definitely teaching the next generation on how to write music, and we definitely need some great music these days, because a lot of people are a little distressed with the way music is nowadays, and with the way songs are being written now, and we don't hear the type of music.
It's the whole thing. It's the whole package. You know, I teach the songwriting, but they have to perform the song. They have to know how to dance. They got to learn how to play instruments in here.
Absolutely.
They have to do media training. We interview them and ask them how does it feel to be a star, you know, and ask them the questions that are going to be asked. If they ever make it, I asked them also, do you know how to press clothes? Do you know how to iron? Do you know how to wash? Do you know how to do the dishes? Do you know how to do a lot of things that you may end up having to do if you don't make it with your music? So what I'm trying to do in this class is to have a well-rounded set of musicians, set of, you know, artists that can do it all, you know, that won't be stuck out there and be that one-hit wonder.
And that's what we need. You're right, and that's what we need. We definitely need a lot of these young artists coming up to really know about what it takes to make it in music, and also what they need to do just in case they don't make it in music. And I think that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, not just make it in music, make it in life. Make it in life,
because
music is just a very small part of a very big picture. So, you know, if you learn how to be a people person, you can go a lot further with relationships. I can say to you, hey, D-Slay, listen to this. My new record is with the Roots, you know, boom, 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 you know, and I got everybody on this record. I got Lil Wayne and Snoop and Josh Stone and Lenny Williams and blah, blah, blah. And maybe you wasn't going to play my record, but because I have a personality, maybe you won't I don't even know if you'll like it. But you may love it just because of the fact that I took the time out to call, holler at you, and say what's up, and really care about what you feel about the music.
Absolutely.
You know, so I'm trying to teach them to build relationships. That's one that won't sink.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And I think that's a wonderful thing for them to know that. And they definitely need to have that type of knowledge in life as well as any future goals and careers that they may have. So I think that's absolutely wonderful.
And sister and brother, happy Juneteenth.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I think a lot of people don't understand about it being Juneteenth and it being Black Music Month. And, we definitely been letting everybody know to definitely celebrate Black Music Month this month. And definitely happy Juneteenth to you as well.
Thank you, because, you know, when we look at it, better late than never, huh?
Absolutely. Now, Ms. Wright, let me ask you, how do you personally feel about the way music is, the type of music that's being played on the radio these days?
I think that somebody lost the palette of colors. I think somebody gave them only black and gray, because they paint only dismal and dark kind of music. And when I say that, I mean you can't just feed a kid candy and think their teeth are not going to rotten out. It's going to give them a bellyache. It's going to give them a bellyache. They're not going to be well. You're going to have to give them some spinach and broccoli to go along with that ice cream and candy. And I think that what has happened with the music is that you've got 10 songs to 20 songs being played, and 18 of them are just about sex. And that means that when you go in a bookstore and you see a sign that says African-American interest, and then it has 55 books and all of them are about sex, you can't get mad because that's what they believe that you are about. So it's important for me that people know that we're about more than that. We're more than about baby daddy and baby mama. We're, that we that's have right. intelligence. We have a whole lot of things that we can bring to the table that it, you know, with that have nothing to do with that. And like I say, you wonder why people are so obsessed when it's something that don't take no time. You know what I mean? Come on, be honest. It's 24 hours in a day. How can you be that obsessed with one specific point in life, one area, one arena, and then forget about everything else? So we need some blue, some yellow. We need some other colors on the palette.
Yeah.
That's real. Oh, yes, absolutely. Ms. Wright, I have my guest co-host, my friend Ebony B. from Diva Spot Radio. Ebony, you got any questions for Ms. Wright?
Of course I have questions for Ms. Wright. Ms. Wright, I just want to say it's an honor to be speaking to you right now. My mother is so proud of me. Of course, No Pain, No Gain was one of the favorites around the house. Even listening to the song that you did, Baby Come Back with The Roots and Lenny Williams, this is the type of music that feed my soul. This is the type of music that...
Yes.
And my mother be a woman and project to be a lady and, you know, have something about yourself and educate yourself. And that's one thing that we do on Diva Spot Radio. We educate, we promote, and we showcase the artists. And I definitely agree with you about them being multi-talented because it benefits them to know how to hear different sounds when a drum is played or when a violin or when an acoustic, and also to be able to have longevity.
And you want
to
know what else, too, Ebony? What else it does is it teaches them how to add, count, and know how to read contracts. I teach everything. In other words, you know, the business is no longer called the music business. Let's be real. It's called the business of music. So maybe 10% of it is really the music. Because if that's the case, you wouldn't hear all of them trifling, no singing people on the radio. You would hear only real singers. You know, but it's
I
not like
the responsibility of the radio too, Ms. Ryan. I think Ms. Betty Ryan.
Well, you
got to
understand, radio is not run by those gifted people that are sitting at those microphones, causing the people to listen in the first place. It is run by corporations. You know, corporations are about selling airtime, and they really not concerned with that. What you just said, they really don't care. You know, and every now and then you'll find one that does care and is community-minded, but it's really up to us to try to save our communities, you know, one city at a time by putting some music on there that says, son, don't do that. You don't want to do that, son. Put down the gun. You don't want to do that, son. If they hear that four or five times, maybe they won't go do it, but they're not playing that. They're not going to play that. They're playing something
That's
else.
That's what's happening with the radio raw right now. They're playing it verbatim over and over again and dominizing the listeners, the people who's tuning in. But on Diva Spot, we don't play that. Even when artists send me music, I'd be like, I want to hear some originality, some creativity, some motivation.
Yeah, like you and me, Leroy. You and me, Leroy, off of the album. I've heard people, grown men, tell me that song made them cry because they were just feeling like, they were, like, worthless. They didn't have a job anymore, and they went to college, and it just was no work for them. And they said, but when they heard You and Me, Leroy, it made them have a sense of value again. Like, guess what? It don't matter, baby, because guess what? If we, as long as you and me together, we could sleep, drink muddy water and sleep in a hollow log. Because guess what? We together, and we'll work it out. We will get through this. And that's important that people are not so into the money-mindedness that they don't realize the things that are most important, like family, like getting back together. And instead of going and spending $200 out at dinner, you can take $200 and feed your entire family and have a celebration and celebrate life.
Absolutely.
And maybe get together and network and think of something else to do.
See, that's the kind of music I try to and take it to the Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA as well, the community.
Yeah.
Like, bring it back
exactly
to the community. Where are you teaching at? What school? Where is it at? Because I know
we teach in my home.
I
teach in my home, and everything is done by audition. I don't play any games. If a kid is not gifted, I try to steer them in another way to another type of boys' club. Art, you know, it might be arts and crafts. It might be some kind of physical thing like baseball, basketball. I'm real close to a lot of coaches. But if they are gifted in music, and the reason I say gifted, I don't play games. I'm not going to tell nobody's family that they're going to be a great singer and they don't have any a gift, so to speak, in play. And if your
that's
gift
real
hasn't manifested and you're already 25 years old, there's a good chance that you don't have this gift, okay?
Uh-huh.
I think by 25, you ought to know, you know. And so I don't try to play games with people and have them stuck in here amongst all these gifted people feeling depressed every day because people singing all over you, you know.
Yeah.
I try to, you know, iron sharpens iron. You mess around and bring
that's
some
right
water in there, and then the
that's
iron
right
that's in there starts to rust.
Yes.
That water touched that iron and it starts to rust. But if iron
right
comes in and it's got iron, you keep sharpening it. You can hit iron to iron and it gets sharper and sharper. That means every time you compete with somebody that's already sharp, you're getting sharper all the time. You don't run away from competition.
Yes.
You run to it.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ms. Wright, let me ask you this. All the independent artists that are listening right now, because like Ebony said, we're always trying to teach them, you know, on the D-Hour show and Diva Spot Radio, we're always trying to teach them about what they need to do and what it takes to being on this business. You know, tell them, you know, what was the most important thing you took from being in music and one of the most important things you learned about being in music and something that they can take from that and apply it to what they're trying to do in this new music industry.
Well, you know what? You're probably going to think this is really crazy. What I took most from music was math. When I realized that it was a formula to it and that it was an exact science, I said, wait a minute, you mean to tell me that they're trying to take music out of the schools and it's so much math and science to it? I said, when I teach my kids, I'm going to teach them mathematics. I'm going to teach them how to know where the beat is because I'm going to structurally teach them counts and measures, and they're going to be able to take this and count money. They're going to be able to know a lot from this music. And what I teach is something that you can apply to every aspect of life. You wonder why certain people cook a certain meal and the next time it doesn't taste as good. A lot of people don't like to measure. But in learning how to measure, I'm not saying you're not going to be good enough to kind of know, you know, like sometimes we can just shake that seasoning on it and know about how thick it is that it's just right. But if you know measures, you'll be able to give an ingredient to somebody else, give a recipe to someone who's not as gifted as you, and they'll be able to cook the same thing, you know. So it's important. I would say the math of it, you know, and God gives you, you know, different components and proponents of music that will help you in daily life. I've learned to whenever anything else stresses me, I can sing myself happy. I don't care what's going on. I just start singing a song, one of the old songs I knew from church, Jesus,
yeah,
be a fence around me,
yeah,
every day. Jesus, I want,
yeah,
you to protect me as I travel on my way. Yeah.
That's right.
You know, and that
that's
helps
right
me get to the next, you know, get to the next level. Wherever I got to go, I know that there's a song waiting on me. That when people sit and let life pass them by, you hear a song like I Hope You Dance. If you ever get a chance to sit it out a dance, I Hope You Dance. Like, go ahead and take a chance. How you ever know if you were going to make it if you don't get out there and try? Well, I was
right
going to sing. I thought about getting up, but I heard all of these girls getting up singing. I was going to die. Was going to kill you. You get up and you go try. At least you could say you did it.
That's right. Absolutely. Now, we know that you have you definitely worked with a lot of the new artists like you mentioned earlier, Lil Wayne, Snoop, and a lot of the some of the new artists that are out right now. What was it like working with them, and what type of love did you get from them when you were working with them?
Well, I've been working with Wayne since he was about he's in his teens. He and Turk, I knew them back from the Hot Boys, and we did a lot of the little children's choirs for them. it's always amazing working with them because they're true geniuses. And Wayne doesn't write anything down, so that's always a phenomenon for me to see how he can retain everything that I say to him. And when I try to trick him and say, no, what exercise comes next, he'll say, well, I tell you, I know, I got it. And, you know, and it's always cool to know that he really does get it. And
right.
And people like Puff, that's always saying, how long do we have to do a lesson? And, oh, mama, I can't do that. I can't pay attention that long. Or, you know, just letting me know that we're going to have to micromanage whatever we're doing because he doesn't have that much time away from his phone. But, you know, at the end of the day, all of those kids, you know, they have something special. You know, they didn't get to be who they are, not being special. They might be a little crazy in some other ways, but, hey, you got to give everybody their glory. They are
right.
Some geniuses in their own right.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Ebony, you get my questions from Ms. Wright.
Ms. Wright, well, you definitely held your longevity in the music world. What tips would you give to people, not just artists, but us as entrepreneurs, radio personalities, to continue to have long careers and longevity in the music industry?
Well, I think the key to longevity is, first of all, God, keeping him first, and how to treat people. If you see me angry and you see me going off on somebody, please find out what they did to me because I treat no one unfairly. If you see somebody and they are telling you something and it has any kind of negative response concerning me, then you find out what they did to me first before even questioning how I got in that position, because that's something I really take pride in. Is I'm a people person, and I'll go the long road with you, but you got to be straight with me. Can't be no liar, can't be cheating, can't be trying to be slick, because I'm going to uncover you, and I'm going to call you out.
Mm,
I know
that's right.
I said
that
the
right.
other day. I said, I'll call you out, you know, with the janky business, janky promoters, janky artists, janky A&Rs, CNRs, I call you out because I'm here for the real. I'm here to get real music and educate the people. So, you know, I think that's a good way to look at it. Customer service is very important. Like you said, the relationship with people.
Yes, it is.
I get a lot of artists singing, Diva, play my song. But I'm not just here to play your song. Now, we interview, we promote, and showcase. That's what we do. That's the brand that we're sticking to. That's what we're going to be at. We're not changing it. You're not going to throw us a couple of dollars to just play your song.
There you go. And a lot of folks don't call you until they want something. You know,
that's
and
right.
my thing is this.
Right.
Hey, call me. Just call me on the general, you know. Just say, hey, Miss B, what you doing? How the kids doing at school? That's what Snoop does for me. He'll call, how them kids doing? They good? All right, tell them Snoop coming down there in a while. You know, that kind of stuff. That's the kind of love I want.
Yeah.
I don't want that love that's only marching in the sunshine. I want you to march with me in the mud, sleet, hail, snow, tsunami. I want you to walk with me in a hurricane. You know, that's the kind of love I want. You know, and one of my best friends, which is Millie Jackson, the one thing I loved about her, always is you know, and of course, you know, she does, she's been doing radio for many years as a DJ and separate from all the amazing music that she's done. We had to compete many times on stage, but we never let it get in the way of our relationship. She'd come on stage and talk about how I'm always preaching on a stage, and I'd come on stage while she's singing and throw holy water, and I have a Bible and a cross. And we would cut up, but that was in good spirit because we knew each other. She would tell people, "Yeah, Betty Wright gonna be in an insane asylum somewhere, still talking about no pain, no gain. I ain't taking no more pain." But she would take every one of those songs and put it in a plate to make sure I could make some money. Or she'd say, "Girl, what kind of music you got down there? Get send me a song." And I would send her songs. And many times she's recorded songs like "Lies That We Live." I wrote, "Is My Check in the Mail?" She would, "And I Let You Walk Away." She's recorded three or four of my songs that I wrote. As a matter of fact, two of them specifically for her. So we compete, but we got that sister love. You know, those relationships. If something hurts Millie, it hurts me. If something hurts Betty, it hurts Millie. You know, and we still are very competitive. We still gonna go on that stage and try to kill each other. okay? But at the end of the night, we going to eat together. We going to laugh and talk together. And if I don't go up on her to a bus, she going to walk up on mine. It's going to be that way.
That's right.
That's right. Absolutely.
We doing life together.
Now, Miss Wright,
I just want to say it's been a pleasure definitely speaking with you. These ladies, I'm going to stay tuned in on the line. I'm going to put my phone on mute. I'm on my way to work. No pain, no gain. Just getting it in. And it's just been an honor, man.
Thank you. And say, hey, what's your mama name?
Roslyn.
Hey, Roslyn. So you make sure you take that part of the tape and say, what's up, girl? Oh, how you raised on that good music? All
right,
now, good job.
Right.
Thank you. Right, I appreciate that. That's the highlight of my day right now. I'm a choke up. Thank you so much.
All right.
Well, Miss Wright,
get back to these kids.
Oh, yeah. Well, Miss Wright, first of all, I want to say thank you. You know, thank you so much for joining us today. It was an absolute honor. I know my mom, her name is Joyce. I know she's happy, you know, that I'm talking with you right now as well. So, you know, thank you so much.
Well, hi, Miss Joyce. I'm so glad that your son, your baby boy, called me to be a part of this show today. I'm just honored, and I just want him to just keep on playing this music so I can just get so fired up hot so I can come to your town so I can see you in person.
That's right.
Hey.
And you know, you guys actually do have the same birthday as well, so I know she's definitely happy about that.
Oh, my
too.
Goodness. And you know what's really weird? her name is Joyce. How
yes.
about Puffy's mom is a Joyce,
oh, wow.
and she born the same day, too.
Oh, wow.
And Puffy's
wow.
twins.
Diddy's twins.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that. That's it's a small world. It's
uh-huh.
definitely a small world.
Oh, no, is it Joyce? Janice. It's Janice. That's what it is.
Janice. Okay.
You know what? I know why I'm thinking Joyce, too, because they're some good friends, best friends of hers. Yeah, Janice.
Oh.
Janice Cone. Yeah, Janice and
oh,
Joyce.
Okay,
that's good. Yeah.
Okay, yes, definitely.
Okay, 1221, huh? Okay.
That's right, 1221. Well, Miss Wright, I want to thank you so much. It was an absolute honor to have you on the show with us and, you know, giving some of these up-and-coming artists a little knowledge about what it takes to be in the music business. And, you know, we're going to keep on playing your music and keep on supporting you and showing you the love and respect that I know that you definitely deserve.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right. God bless.
All right. God bless. You have a blessed day.
You too.
This is the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. That was the legendary soul singer herself, Miss Betty Wright, joining us on the D-Hour Show. Oh, yeah, we're getting it in. It's a special Celebrity Tuesday. You already know how we do it. It's your boy D. Slate getting it in, as always, for the fit-ins, no doubt. Right now, we're going to play a couple of hits, and in a minute, we got my man, Tongue Twister. I know I'm just Tongue Twister, you know what I'm saying, because I'm a Chi-Town boy myself. But we got my boy Twister going to be joining us in a few minutes, and we're going to be getting it in with him as well. We got hits right now, ladies and gentlemen. This is my man, I'll Be Sure, with his hit, Naturally Mine. It's the D-Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. Let's get it.
Naturally Mine. RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Walking the carpet with the bones, they're licking the dog, kicking it on the couch at 106. Fendi with whipped cream. I can see you on stage at the awards with a dress better than Jennifer's and making big things. Kick it with me, I can hold your life. You look a good girl, show you right. Drake told me you the prototype. I can make you a celebrity, yo,
why
I'm not.
Play something these hoes don't like. Try with, I know they like. Twist say you told a ride. I can make you a celebrity overnight. Give you ice like Kobe Bryant. We sort of like Kobe Bryant. The way we mold them right.
I can make you a celebrity, yo,
why
I'm not.
Play something these hoes don't like. Try with, I know they like. Twist say you told a ride. I can make you a celebrity overnight. Give you ice like Kobe Bryant. We sort of like Kobe Bryant. The way we mold them right.
I can make you a celebrity overnight. You won't bang if you take that path. Candle lights when you take a bath. You got such a sensational ass. I'ma get you Jimmy Choo and Mark Jacob back. I could cop a 2003. Make a smile when she sees freeze. I could get you on CDs and DVDs. Take you to BBs and VCBG. I could get you in the place to speak to the people to know what your things to get into. I wanna be your lover and your confidant. And protect you from others. Don't ever let a brother pimp you. If you want the stars, you can reach a girl. Y'all take a look at her. She got such an astonishing body. I can see her in the Gucci to rob a Cavalli. And now that she gon' put a hurt on them hard in the party. And you know you kill her when the club we go. She was gonna be a pro. How you close, take a photo. And I love you cause you freaking with the dope clothes. Drop it to the flow, hit the cold and you roll slow. And I love it when I hit it from the back. And you get on top of me, you have a brother going, oh, oh. Girl, I love how you roll me right. I can make you a celebrity, yo,
why
not?
Play something these hoes don't like. Try with, I know they lie. Twist say you told a ride. I can make you a celebrity overnight. Give you ice like Kobe Bryant. We sort of like Kobe Bryant. The way we mold them right.
I can make you a celebrity overnight. See, see, baby girl. You see how you make a brother break down. I just gotta ask. Oh, you wanna be a star? Are you messing with the right one? I could take you there. I can make sure you got all the fine things. Let me be your manager. Come here, girl, I can see you bored. Turn you to the queen that I see you for. Take you shopping on streets and stores. I'ma get you to the MTV award. We about to do a show tonight. You look a good girl, show you right. Take you places I know you like. I can make you a celebrity overnight. Come here, girl, you can hang if you're bored. We can do plenty things plus more. I'm about to have you changing the doors. I can even get you to the Soul Train of War. We about to do a show tonight. You look a good girl, show you right. Take you places I know you like. I can make you a celebrity overnight.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate. Getting in here for the fit ends. You know how we do it. Playing all the hits. Yes, indeed. We're getting ready to get it in right now, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for me to introduce our next guest for tonight. Oh, yeah, you know how we do it. You just got through listening to his classic hit, his hit single, Overnight Celebrity. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him. I know him because I'm a native son of Chicago myself. You know what I'm saying? So I know him as Mr. Tongue Twister, but everybody knows him as Twister. You know him from his hit singles, Overnight Celebrity, Wetter, Slow Jams. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure being a Windy City son. Please give a warm D-Hour Show welcome to my man, Twister.
Yo, yo, what's happening, man? Thank you a lot. What's up? What's up?
Twister, what's going on, bro? How you feeling, bro? What's good?
Man, I'm taking it easy, man. Chilling back in Chicago, man, at the studio, working on some music and videos, having fun with it still.
That's it, man. First and foremost, man, I want to say it's an honor being a Chicago native myself, man, and have another brother from Chicago represent Chi-Town in the building, man. So it's an honor to have you on with us right now.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man.
No doubt. Now, you know, I want to tell you, too, man, this is funny, too. I know a while back, man, back in the day, actually me and my cousin was at a party with you on, it was actually in Maywood on Fifth Avenue. It was a Maywood on Fifth Avenue, but that was like back in the day when you was rocking the African Asiatic gear.
Yeah, man, that was my thing. That's how I came up. A lot of people don't know, man. I did it from the days of Taking It Back like that, man. Doing my thing from then all the way up to now, man. With the African beads with the seven on it.
No doubt. I remember that.
Yes, sir.
Now, bro, let me ask you this. First and foremost, man, tell us about the new music, the new project you're working on right now. What's going on with that?
I actually got a few new things, man. Like, for starters, I got a mixtape that I'm about to come out with Don Cannon called Reloaded that'll be dropping in a few weeks. And that's got some hot jams on it that I've been releasing. And then you can check them out. One is called Slugging. One is called I Ain't Wired Right. It's just a few jams I've been releasing to let people get ready for the mixtape and what I got on there. And then I also got things for my GMG crew, you know, my label imprint GMG. So, you know, be looking up for anything with anybody hollering out GMG, you know what I'm saying? And then I also got my album, The Dark Horse, that's coming later on this year with my man, the legendary Tracks, the producer on my album. And I also got DJ Type Mike, one of the up-and-coming producers who produced Gucci Louis Prada for me. So it's popping, man. I'm just working, having fun with it.
That's what it's all about, man. It's about getting that grind on and getting that work in. So I could definitely commend you, man, for keeping your grind on, no doubt. Now, bro, let me ask you this: the state of hip hop right now, man. It's a lot of cats out there, man, that's upset with the way these young cats is coming at hip hop right now, man. And you know, like myself, man, you know what type of hip hop we used to listen to back in the day, the type of hip hop we love listening to and supporting, you know, as always. Now, what's your opinion about the state of hip hop right now and the fact that a lot of cats ain't really feeling some of the new music?
You know, a lot of the cats really not feeling some of the new music. I mean, I think, you know, they feel like it lacks a certain amount of substance or, you know, lyrical prowess, prowess, or, you know, I don't know, you know, but what I see from the years I've been in the game doing it is this is a cycle that continues over and over. You know, like when I was coming up, people wasn't accepting my style, you know, or then before that, I would see the next person coming up and a person not accepting them. Like even from the very beginning, when New York was like some of the first hip-hop artists to come out, when they saw the West Coast started to do it, it was hard for them to accept it at a certain point. You know, so I always see like the older guys, they like listening to it their way, and it's hard for them to accept the new way the younger guys do it. But after a while, you're going to see some of them cats looking at the next guys. It's just a cycle, and the reason I feel like I've been around for a long time is because I always embrace what I hear with the new music. Even if I disagree with the way they're doing it, I know that it must be something. You know, if you can look at a person that you might not like the way he sounds lyrically or what he do, and you might like just say check his YouTube views or something like that, and the man got 700,000-900,000 hits, somebody doing something. I mean, something is going on. So I think it's up to you as an artist to try to figure out and embrace what it is that the new guys are doing and implement what you're doing and just keep it real.
That's real. That's real, bro. That's real. Now, man, for all these cats that's coming up in the business, dog, you know, all these young artists that's in the business, man, that wants to be in this music business, in this hip hop game, you know, what advice do you give for the young and up and comers, man, that want to be down?
Man, get online, man, get on a computer. You know, it's all about, you know, when I'm looking at these labels and how they're moving and everything, they're paying attention to how much visibility you have on the internet. So I suggest that they do a lot of the things that they see these other artists out here doing, as far as letting their music be seen and letting their images be seen online. You know, so if you feel like you hot, you know, it ain't like the old days where, man, you couldn't have a platform to show your music. These days, all you got to do is put yourself up online and everybody can see you. So I suggest you use the computer for as much as you can, because it can almost be your record label by itself, you know, with the things that you can do and, you know, type of ways that you can move it. So that's one of the things. And then get your business up. Like, if it is one thing I feel like that's bad a little bit, is I feel like a lot of the newer artists don't know their business as much as they should. So they definitely should learn more about the music industry and what type of deals they sign and things like that.
No doubt. Now, that bro, I got my guest co-host, my friend, man, my girl in the building, Ebony B from Diva Spot. Ebony, what you got for my man Twista?
Twista, what's going on, King? It's nice to finally get a chance to speak with you on the T-Hour show.
What's happening, Ebony? What's going down?
Nothing. Of course, I'm a fan, and I'm always doing stuff with the kids. And my question is for the kids at the YMCA, the Boys and Girls Club, people like myself that's doing things in the community. I really think it's important for them to learn the behind the scenes of the music and what you were saying, the business part of it, and also Miss Betty Wright. was just on the line before you came in. I don't know if you caught her, but, of course, I would love to see a collabo with you and her because, of course, you guys are classic. But when we're doing things for the community with the kids, how do we go about reaching out to you guys to get you guys to come out to have fun with us? Like you said, having fun with the music. I think a lot of times with the industry now, a lot of people are taking the fun out of the music because they're more focused on hard times rather than motivating people to get up off their elbows and do something about it and get back active in the community. So how do we reach out to you guys to get you guys to come to where we at for the youth? I know the adults is doing their thing, but I'm thinking about our hip-hop culture, the next generation coming behind us, my son, my nieces.
I mean, you really got to put the word out there. You know, the first thing is, you know, not necessarily put artists on blast, but just put a call out to artists that, you know, you want to let them know that if they really mean what they say they about, you know, look at what you're doing and explain to them how it's for the kids and how what they can do can benefit what you're doing. And, like, you know, if you want to talk about it, be about it and just let them know in that way. But then as far as communicating with them, like I said, Twitter, Facebook, things like that are really the most effective ways. You know, like
yeah.
Some of my biggest, you know, latest hookups that I've been doing with people, you know, come from people hitting me up on Twitter and me just filling away messages sent to me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's one of the biggest ways. If you send a message to somebody and you put it out there in the proper way, you know, the ones that can really respect it and feel your vibe will definitely do what they got to do, you know.
Well, I definitely appreciate that. If you were to do a song with Miss Betty Wright, what would be the setting for it? For you thinking about it like, yeah, if I wanted to do a song with her, what would it be, a slow song or would it be an upbeat song? What's the creative things that's coming to your mind right now, just thinking about her as an artist and everything that she has done in the industry?
It'll definitely start with the beat, you know, like to decide whether it's going to be slower tempo or like, you know, one of those slow, sexy songs or something. I don't know, you know, it's got to be the beat. You know, I think if we was like actually in a studio together, vibing, like a lot of times, like, I can think what I might do with a person, but if I'm actually in a studio with that person, sometimes I can just look at them and pick up their aura and personality and kind of go that way, and that'll kind of help me out with the vibe on where we go. But, you know, the creative juices flow either way. You know, when I'm in a studio, it's like, you know, I'm like in the Matrix. Ain't no telling where I can go with it. You know, it's like fully
yeah.
open.
Yeah, no doubt. I like that. Now, bro, I know I got a couple of your hits. We're gonna play for we're gonna give a world Diablo show premiere today. Kush Rhymes is one, and the other one's Ain't Too Young.
Yeah.
Tell us about the new two joints.
Man, Kush Rhymes is just something hard that I wanted to put out. Produced by my DJ Type Mike. You know, he had did the beat, and he just walked in the studio, and he was like, "Man, I want to hear some of that hard ish." You know, so I'm like, man, it just sent me off into that vibe. So that's definitely something that's banging for them out there in the streets that like to ride and just vibe to that Twista thing on that hard tip, you know. So that's what the Kush Rhymes is. And, you know, the Ain't Too Young now is just really talking about, you know, like females in the hood. You know, I think at one point people perceived it a little wrong, but it's just me talking about females in the hood like I might be 20-something, she might be 19 or something like that, but I might have a little older feel to what I'm on, you know, and I feel like, man, she's still a shorty to me. I ain't really messing with her, you know what I'm saying? But then we both get a little older, and she get a little older, and I'm like, man, she kind of coming of age now, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling her a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So just something like that. You know, me and my producer sat back and said, man, how can we get the young girls charged? And we just came up with a joint.
No doubt. Now, bro, let me ask you this. I got a couple questions for you real quick before we kick off them joints.
Look, I do want to say this real quick, though. That's what I mean when I say having fun with the music. Like, people are listening to this, what I'm saying, and they might be like, how can you preach this to young girls, or how can you do this? A lot of times people make something out of nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm having fun with the music. If people talk to me, you're going to always get an educated answer or something that's going to push you in a light to go positive. You know what I'm saying? I preach positivity when I talk. So my music is meant to have fun. So I want everybody to have fun with it and don't take everything so to heart or try to make a living out of making something negative out of what somebody talking about all the time. You know what I'm saying?
That's real. No, that's much respect, man. Much respect on that one. Definitely, I feel you on that. Now, bro, you know, I love the hometown, man. I love our hometown, man, Chicago, man. I definitely miss it. I'm, you know, I'm in AZ right now, and I've definitely been missing it. But I've been a little perturbed, man. I've been a little disturbed, you know, with what I've been listening and hearing about in the news, man. Is every weekend, man, it's some cats, you know, dying off of Chicago and being killed, man. And it's like, you know, this past weekend, you know, 35 injured and seven shot and dead. So it's getting real bad out there, man. And I just I'm just hoping that you know, some of the cats and some of the people in Chicago can we can just stop this nonsense and stop doing all this unnecessary killing and fighting out there, man. It's just getting bad, and it's really bothering me that my hometown is going down like that.
Yeah, it's kind of rough, man. You know, like, it's on another level. Like, you know, it's like, you know, you used to have, like, just wars over who gonna sell drugs over here or who gonna sell over there. And, like, people really didn't understand the killings. They used to think it was about the gang banging when it used to really be about the drugs and things like that. But now, these shorties now, they gang banging. That's what's going on. That's why you seeing everybody getting killed and all this happening. They done took it right back to the gang banging. They out here throwing signs up, fully gang banging. So it's bad, man. These shorties out here really don't care. And it's over real stupid stuff, too.
It is, man. I'm gonna go to the phone lines real quick, man. Looks like we got a caller in right now. I wanna holler. It's the D Howard Show, Blog Talk Radio, 425-791. What's your name? Where you calling from? 425-791. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Stop. You told like Stanley.
Hello.
Yo.
Okay, maybe they don't want to talk right now. Now, bro, let me ask you this. How do you? I know it's a. Everybody's heard about the real bad situation that went down between Chris Brown and Drake. You know, in the club and everything, and it's just I feel like, you know, a lot of people have been talking about it, man, and saying that it's just really messed up that a lot of these cats is doing this nonsense and, you know, fighting like that and you know, just giving themselves bad press, you know, and I like both of them, and they're both incredible artists, man. I respect Chris Brown as an incredible artist, man, and I feel like negative press is the last thing he needs, you know, right now, you know, especially with what went down with them cats.
I think really stuff like that happens all the time. I mean, it's unfortunate what happened to one of the bodyguards, and, you know, I see how bad it is, and it was a bad incident. It's just, I look at how much media is out there today. Like, man, technology worked its wonders, man. Like, we live in an era where today, you know, it's different from back in the days. You know, Michael Jordan probably can walk in the club and smack a few people up, and if nobody really can put it out there, you might not ever hear about it. Whereas today, you know, if a person look wrong or got a booger in the nose, you might see it on the media. So it's just unfortunate, along with the incident, that we live in a time where these kids growing up in our face that happen to be a little successful doing music happen to get into it at a club, and they get magnified on such a level that what becomes news now is almost, you know, it starts to take on a motor of its own. You know, when you start hearing about it so much, you're just constantly getting the drill in people's heads. So I feel like sometimes, you know, it's cool to report things and let people know what happened sometimes. But I think sometimes after you put it out there, it should be buried kind of quick, you know.
It should.
So that we can, you know, so it won't take on a certain life. You know, the kids be running around, ooh, did you hear what happened? Ooh, did you hear what happened? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
After look, man, bury it and let's go ahead and go with something else, you know. But
now, bro,
it's unfortunate they got into it, though. I hate they got into it.
Yeah.
Both calls, so, hey.
That's real. Now, bro, let me ask you this, man. How do you feel about when you hear a lot of cats, you hear a lot of celebrities saying that they really don't want to be a role model? You know, I really don't want to be a role model. I'm not trying to be a role model. But, I mean, I feel like when you get into that industry and you want to become a serious superstar, unfortunately, I think that's a part of the package. But, you know, how do you feel about that when you hear cats saying that they really don't want to be a role model?
Because a lot of the guys don't, you know, or a lot of the artists or whoever, they don't understand that along with success comes the territory of being a role model. You know, they don't understand that you know, it might not be written on paper, but I feel like it's a natural law to understand that along with success comes, you know, a certain type of way you have to present yourself to teach, you know, the next ones. But a lot of them don't understand that, and they just love doing what they do, you know, and they might be like, I just wanted to do music. I never wanted to be a role model. I just wanted to do beats. I ain't never wanted to be no role, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just, you know, when they do get to that success, you know, I mean, you know, like I always say, it's hard enough just being a man or a woman. It's extra hard trying to be an artist.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? An artist or athlete, it becomes extra hard. So, you know, I feel like, you know, if we give some of the younger guys a break and try to teach them a little more instead of laughing and highlighting all of the mistakes they make in our face as they're growing up, you know, then it'll be a better. Because all it is they just growing up in our face. Some of us do way worse things than Chris Brown and Drake do every day, but we're not famous.
Yes, indeed.
You know, they're famous, you know. So, you know, cut on the chin, little brawl at a club, okay. Woo, woo, woo.
now, bro, let me, I got some cats, some peeps in the chat room right now. My man, Kano the Pyro from HME Radio says, shout out to you for being one of the first to do a tribute song for Whitney.
He said
that's a big shout out for you, man, for doing a tribute song for Whitney. You know, what went down with that? What was the inspiration with that?
Just really vibing with her aura. You know, I was actually riding in the car on the way to the studio when I heard about what happened, and everybody, you know, has a Whitney story or vibe. When I got to meet her and when I listen to her music, she reminds me of a family member. You know, when I go to family reunions and things like that, she reminds me of a person in my family. So it's a thing, you know, your mother used to listen to it, so it's like Whitney died, like, oh, you know what I'm saying? You feel it in a certain way. The black community definitely know what I'm talking about. So, you know, I went right to the studio, and I was, you know, in the right place at the right time where when it happened, I felt it in such a way where, like, man, I want to speak on it. You know, it wasn't about nothing else. It wasn't about coming up or nothing. It was like, you know, because the words just flowed out. I had to write that or nothing. I was just telling it.
That's what's up, bro. Now, you know, I like to ask this. For all the artists we have on the show, man. If you was to describe your style and your personality, man, together, as an alcoholic drink, what would it be?
Oh man, as an alcoholic drink.
Yeah.
Ooh man, that's a good one. It would definitely be something that tastes good going down, but get you toe up, messed up. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It gotta be some coconut Syrah. Man, this tastes good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like
you going in, and next thing you know, you off your square.
That's real. That's real. I like that though. I like that. Do you have any? Do you got any upcoming tours coming up? Do you have any future concerts or any film or television projects coming up?
Man, we got a few things coming up as far as the video side. Right now, I got a few things in negotiations that I can't really speak on that I hope manifest.
Right.
But right now, I got one video that I'm doing for a new Sony video game that's coming out with this group called Airplane Boys. That's off the chain.
Right.
Me and Trackster won another ASCAP award. So that's something big to me right there. And we going down there to get that for actually make a movie. So, you know, that's big to me that I actually get to go to the ASCAP awards and get it in. And
that
really
big,
right
man.
Now,
congrats on that.
Thank you, man. And just, man, really just, man, getting the guys out here, man, my GMG squad, Mellow the Gutter Man, my guy Showtime is in the next room shooting a video while we speaking. You know, looking up Twista, you know what I'm saying, you know,
that's
doing
real.
His thing.
At
Twista GMG, check me out on Twitter.
Now, I'd like to see if I can get this. Two things I got for you real quick before I let you go, bro. Do you mind spitting a couple bars for the fans right now?
Oh man, you caught me off guard. you caught me off guard a little bit. Like
Like, nobody messing with Twist. I be having a feeling around a banana, be killing them off of my elegance. I am a scorpion, I am an elephant. I feel them a villain, and then I'm a stop on my pitch with Blibigan. I am a million, I am a billion, I am a trillion, I'm a gazillion. What? Then I hit him and nobody will have been a meter because I got to put him in the dirt. Then I put him in a minute with the money because I know I got to get it because I know I got to work. Rather than 691 when they come on longevity, I am the first to win and become a traveling with the dead body to rap. I am the horse.
Yeah. Woo, that's what I'm talking about, baby. It's the D Howard Show. Got my man Twista in the building. First of all, man, I just gotta say this, bro. I mean, I'm so happy, man, and I'm so proud, man, that you out there doing it big and you doing your thing, man. I remember you coming up on GCI, and I remember you spitting it on GCI all the time, man. And I'm so happy, man, that you out there doing your thing and representing Chi-Town, man. So it's an absolute pleasure and honor to have you on the show with us, bro, man. And, you know, like I said before, we're going to keep supporting you and playing your music here on the D-Hour Show. And anybody else in your camp, man, that's rocking the mic, man, and want their music played, man, you know, ship it to the D-Hour Show, man. We're going to definitely get them in rotation.
Man, that's what's up, man. I appreciate that a lot, man. You know,
oh, absolutely, Chi-Town
represent, you know, much love
no
to
doubt.
Ebony over there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And you keep spitting them flaming rhymes, man, and keep putting that fire music out there, man. We're going to keep bumping it. We're going to keep on playing it right here on the D-Hour Show. The door is always open for you, man. You have a home on the D-Hour Show, man. You're always welcome.
Man, thank you. I appreciate it, man. Much love to the D-Hour Show. Peace out, everybody. Chad.
All right, bro. Have a blessed day, man.
Okay. You too, bro.
It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate getting it in for the fit-ins. You know how we do it. That was my man Twista spitting them flaming lyrics real quick. I got my man Kano the Pyro from HME. What's good, Kano?
Oh, man, you bring me in after he get off the line.
actually, bro, I didn't even see your number until after he hung up. It wouldn't even pop up. I didn't even see it until after he hung up.
Oh, man, I was going to ask that dude, man, how he did that track with Busta Rhymes, because that's like one of the most craziest tracks I heard from him. Man, that Can You Keep Up, that was one of the hottest right there. Shout out to Twista, though, man. Shout out to Diva Ebony B. Shout out to D Slate, Miss Betty Wright doing her thing. Man, everybody, it's a good day, man, on the D-Hour Show.
It's a good day,
Let's go ahead and play the Twista tracks.
Oh, you already know I'm about to bump him right now, man. I was just blessed to have my man Twista spit some bars real quick. But yeah, we're gonna go ahead and kick it off right now with his new joint, Kush Rhymes, and his other hit, Ain't Too Young Now, for my man Twista. It's the D-Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. Let's get it.
Rush with the blueprint for these motherfuckers. Yeah. But what you do since I'm a nuisance, I got two cents about these motherfuckers. Nope. Let them know the reality of the way to manipulate the rhythm of niggas. Come and get the formula. Bumming the total fatality, because if I'ma get them, I'ma get them, and even then I'm still warming up. If I catch you coming at me out of pocket like I ain't the business, I'ma put my hands on niggas. Sick of fucking with you clowns, like I soldiers on deck. I'ma niggas got hands on trigger. Any issue we can resolve it the way you wanna do it, it don't matter to me, cause I got riders. Any real niggas behind us. And the kind of coconut with the upper black 4-5. Yo, shit is obsolete. Bitch, I got monster teeth. I devour your shit, taking money from a custom interior and my ostrich seat. That's why my whip like dirt. Everybody want it. And what I spit like work. Everybody want it.
Come on, I got push, push, cocaine beats. It's a problem if we serving on the same street. My shit come back like good dope. What I spit come back like good dope. Push, push, cocaine beats. What I bust to make your motherfucking brain beat. My shit come back like good dope. What I spit come back like good dope.
goes off.
Come on.
I got
push, run,
cocaine beef. It's a problem if we serving on the same street. My shit come back like good dope. What I spit come back like good dope. Push, run, cocaine beef. What I bust to make your motherfucking brain pop. My shit come back like good dope. What I spit come back like good dope.
Real hip hop. Are you a lover of hip hop? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that hip hop is not dead? Then if you do, the place to be is nodyourhead.web.com. At Nod Your Head, get exactly what you want. Pure hip hop, real hip hop, untainted hip hop, and all of the above. Come to nodyourhead.web.com and get all the latest in hip hop news, videos, to hip-hop music and see interviews with some of the hottest stars in the game, past and present. And if you come to nodyourhead.web.com, you might just take a trip down hip-hop's memory lane. That's nodyourhead.web.com. So come on through, and let's make sure hip-hop stays alive and well, no doubt.
Welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate getting it in for the fit ins, playing all the hits. You just got through listening to my man Twista's new hits, Ain't Too Young Now, and Kush Rhymes. So you know how we do them. Before that, you heard my girl Latasha from the group Escape with her hit new single, Bad Timing. You know how we do it, getting it in as always, playing all the hits. It's the D-Hour Show special to Celebrity Tuesday. I want to give a special shout-out and special thanks and big honors to Miss Betty Wright for joining us earlier, and also for my man Twista for getting in with us as well on this special Celebrity Tuesday. And make sure you guys tune into the D-Hour Show tonight on the Tuesday spot. You know, we got some poetry. We got hits. You never know how we're going to do it. So tune in tonight, 7 p.m. Mountain Standard, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. All the spoken word artist fans out there and everybody that just loves music and all those D-Hour Show fans, make sure you guys tune in tonight, and we're going to be getting in with you guys. And I just want to say thank you to everybody that's listening right now and everybody that tuned in to the D-Hour Show on this lovely morning / afternoon. So thank you guys so much for joining us. And if you are a up-and-coming artist, singer, you know, hip-hop artist, if you are a spoken word artist and you like to have your music or poetry played on the show, or you'd like to be interviewed on the D-Hour Show, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords D-Hour Show. Now, for all those fans out there, you know we had Miss Betty Wright on earlier. I'm going to end the show off with her hit single, Tonight is the Night. It's the D-Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. Please enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you guys a little later.
Look at it. we'll both.